Blood Moon, as well as the, you know, solar eclipse that is going to happen this month as well. And so many people like to know about what's going to happen. Well, most events that are happening in this month, it's really true that they were predicted years ago. And if we have to use the Bible and calculate, we'll find a lot of events that are happening right now being predicted in the scripture. Firstly, Jesus Christ was crucified in 32 AD, right? Jesus Christ was crucified in 32 AD. Now, 2032 will be how many years? 2,000 years. All right, so if we look at that first before we actually even go further, I want you to go to Hosea 6, verse 2.
After 2 days, he will revive us again. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
After how many days?
2 days.
All right, so we see scripture saying that rapture is going to happen after 2 days. So if we find out what are these 2 days, we go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. Now, when you go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9, you're going to find something that is very important there, right? It says,
but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years.
All right, so let's come back to here. Now, we read the scripture in Hosea, which says that destruction is going to happen after how many days?
2 days.
2 days, all right? Now, if the scripture said it's going to happen in 2 days, and then it says on the third day, all right, which is another 1 day, on the third day, which is one, all right? It means that destruction is going to happen after 2,000 years, and 1 day is equal to also another 1,000 years, which the Bible speaks of the 1,000 years after rapture, all right? We talk about millennial rule, right, where we'll be with the Christ. So if you look at this, you find out that 2,000 years will exactly be in 2032. Okay, you are there or...
Daddy,
you lost? All right, so 2032 will be 2,000 years, which is how many days?
2 days,
right? Now, as we speak on issues of rapture, one must can ask a question, so do you mean that rapture is going to happen in 2032? Well, let's explain it first and we answer that question. Now, we should answer this question properly. Now, if 2 days... 2 days is 2,000 years, and 2,000 years after Christ's crucifixion is 2032, then we have lived 2 days, and there is 1 day which is going to happen after rapture. However, I want you to read again that scripture, verse 8, and go up to verse 9, all right? Go ahead. Start again from verse 8 up to verse 9.
But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as 1 day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Now, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18. What does it say?
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Now, in Daniel 9, verse 24 up to 27.
Daniel 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
All right, so if you look at that, that's 7 years, right? We're talking about 7 years. And it's very, very important to understand what Scripture says. We have a lot of verses in the Bible. You're going to go to Matthew 25, verse 31 to 32. You find a lot of things that the Scripture speaks. In other words, the Bible talks of that there will be rapture. After rapture, there'll be 7 years of tribulation. Okay? 7 years of what?
Tribulation.
Now, so 2032 minus 7 years, all right, of tribulation is equal to 2025. All right? So if rapture, all right, if rapture has to happen before 2032, then it will take us to 2025. But the question now must be, is rapture going to happen on 2025? That's the question. So the answer, all the times must be, just be ready. Rapture can happen anytime. When, whether this year, whether in 10 years, whether in 20 years, it is much as the dates can give us all the evidences of events, but it is not right to tell people that rapture is going to happen on this day. Hello?
Hi, Daddy.
It isn't right. It isn't even biblical. And the Scripture warns us that in the last time people will come who will tell you this is going to happen on this day, rapture will happen. Scripture says it will happen like a thief. You understand?
Yes.
Rapture will happen as a what?
A thief.
You should always know that. Nobody will tell you the date. If it was as simple as that, that that rapture is going to happen on a Monday, then all of us on a Monday will be repenting and praying, even fasting. But what you need to understand is, so all events are pointing us that we're actually living in a very dangerous zone. All right, if rapture not happen anytime soon, you just have to know that we are living in what? Extra time. All right? Extra time. So when we are living, the first thing that you need to understand is that we are living in those days. Now, I want you just to look at that, okay? Just look what I've just explained to you. We opened Hosea. It says that God will destroy the world in how many days? In 2 days. All right? After 2 days, he will what? Revive us. Now, so 2 days, in Peter, 1 Peter, we just 2 Peter, we read that 1,000 years is 1 day. So the 2 days which are there are 2,000 years. Jesus died in 32 AD, and now in 2032, it will be exactly 2,000 years. Are you getting that? But it gets even more scary when you check here. In the book of Amos 8 and Amos chapter 9, it talks of that during this period, two events will happen. One, the moon shall become blood. It even goes further to say that the sun shall be darkened. You there, right?
Yes.
In Acts 2, verse 20, Peter quotes a scripture of Joel 2, verse 31, which says, and the sun shall be turned into darkness. And in this month of September, the sun will be turned into darkness on the 21st. And the moon into blood. And today on the 7th, the moon has turned into blood. Now, these are scientific events. Okay, these are scientific events. However, they are predicted that they will happen. When you read the scripture, they will happen during in the both Amos 8, both Amos 9 talks about these events will happen in the same month. And in that month, it even speaks of the debt. And when we check the debt, when you hear the Bible saying, even Jesus is saying, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord. Scripture connects that word, the day of the Lord, with rapture. And the word, the day of the Lord, it does not mean rapture. It just gives us a period where Jesus can come, which is the day of the Lord. Now, the word, the day of the Lord, do not get so much confused with English, because in English, it will just tell you the day of rapture. However, the word, the day of the Lord, it actually means the Feast of Atonement. The Feast of Atonement happens in Israel in September. It is a day where people must repent and they must stand right with God. It's a feast. It happens in September. That feast, it happens because there are different feasts in Israel. Remember, there is what we call Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the 10 days after the Yeshrei, which is the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, it is the day where everyone else in Israel must repent. You understand?
Yes,
are you here?
Yes,
it happens on the 22nd, this year to be on the 22nd and 23rd of September. And Jesus mentioned that rapture is going to happen on the day of the Lord. All right, so the day of the Lord, it could mean actually that day of the Lord, or it could be symbolically meaning another day. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
However, it could be true. Can rapture happen on that? Of course, it can even happen tonight. Rapture, we can't give rapture a date. Because if you do so, if Jesus will not come on that day, it can even affect your faith. Even the people you are telling them to say, Jesus will come on this day. And if he doesn't come on that day, even those people who are believing what you are telling them that he was going to come, even their faith will be wounded. And such type of people, they get completely wounded and you may not heal them again. But is it possible that he can come? Of course. Of course it's so possible. So when you read scripture, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord is Yeshrei, which is the day of atonement. It's a holiday in Israel. What happens on this day? There are 100 trumpets that are blown. 100. And these 100 trumpets they'll be blowing this year. The first trumpet will be a trumpet of warning. And there's also a trumpet of repentance. Am I talking to you? They will be blowing them in Israel on this holiday. And the scripture says that Jesus Christ will come at the sound of trumpets. And that day of the Lord, okay, it is also known as the Feast of Trumpets. It's so unfortunate that Christianity has separated itself from what happens in Israel. So we actually don't even understand what's happening in the calendar of God. Remember the two calendars, or even five calendars. We have got the Jewish calendar, which is the God's calendar. According to God, according to the calendar of God, this month of September, actually that's when there is a new year in Israel. But the English, remember I've got the Arabic calendar, okay, for the Muslims. We have the Chinese calendar, which the new year, I think, is in February. We have Ethiopian calendar. I think Ethiopian calendar, right, if not mistaken, they're in 2017.
Yeah.
They are behind with some years. So the calendar does not really with what happens in the creation calendar does not show us what is happening in the calendar of God. To an extent that most of you do not even know the actual new year of God. It is the month of September. That's why on those days we normally do in our church, we normally celebrate Salvation Festival. I don't know if you're getting it. So the reason why we do that, it's because we are aligning ourselves with the actual events, because on those days, these are days of atonement, where believers must repent, believers must come before the presence of God, believers must pray. That's why we have got Salvation Festival. And this is why we always warn you to say, make sure you attend it. Make sure you are part of it. Make sure you attend Salvation Festival, because it's not just Salvation Festival. It is what even the people of Israel are doing. It is a great festival. Am I trying to talk to you? So if one would tell you to say, oh, God is good, Jesus is coming on the 23rd or on the 22nd, are they right? They could be right. At the very same time, they could be wrong. Because rapture has got no one who will announce the actual date. Am I talking to you? But are we having these things? Can you imagine? What if these things could be a coincidence? But then a coincidence that has got about 20 events happening in the same month. Scripture says what? When you shall hear them saying there is peace, 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 and behold, the Son of Man will what? Will come. What's happening right now in Israel? America is announcing of what? Abrahamic Accords. What is Abrahamic Accords? Trump has been announcing there'll be peace now in Israel. Abrahamic Accords, it is an agreement of peace to end all the war. And Scripture says when they'll be saying peace, and that moment, Jesus will come. Now, we're going to see if these are coincidences. How come all these coincidences are happening at the same time? Are you there? How come we have got the Acts 2 verse 20, and I shall put blood on the moon. And the sun, in Amos, it says, and the sun shall be darkened, and it will be on the day of atonement. The Bible says that. And be on the day of atonement. And Jesus says, and the day of the Lord. And Apostle Paul says, and the day of the Lord shall come like the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord is Yeshua, which is the day of atonement. So it's very important that when it comes to rapture, you prepare not for a particular single day, but it can actually happen in 3 years from now. Rapture can happen in 4 years. It can even happen tonight. We do not prepare for rapture on a specific date. That's not spiritual. Rapture must be prepared daily. Jesus is not coming for everyone. Just because you are born again and just because you think you live a holy life. No, the scripture doesn't say that. It says he's coming for those who are waiting for him. So you have to believe in a way that you are waiting for the Lord. Not just because I'm living holy. You are living holy for what? You are living righteous for what? It must be for, because you are waiting. Come on, since I'm waiting for the Lord.
I'm waiting for the Lord.
Come on, say it again. I'm waiting for the Lord.
I am waiting for the Lord.
You should say that. Say it again, I am waiting for the Lord.
I am waiting for the Lord.
So Jesus can come any moment, any time, all right? Any single moment, he can come. However, we are seeing so many signs happening in this month of September. Are you here?
Yes, prophet.
Are you here?
Yes, prophet.
I have answered the question. Have I answered the question?
Yes.
Is Jesus coming or not?
He's
coming. When? Anytime. And any day. However, there are serious warnings and signs, especially this month. Come on, tell your neighbors, are you hearing these things? What is your neighbor saying? Is your neighbor hearing what I'm saying, or they're not even hearing? Ask your neighbor, are you rapture ready? In Matthew 24, verse 36.
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
All right. Now, please, I just want you to understand about rapture. I really want you to know about what's happening right now in the world. You must know that there are countries right now preparing to fight with Israel. All those things you are seeing on TV, Israel versus Iran today, they have just bombed an airport in Israel. And that's Yemen. Yemen is fighting a proxy war for Iran. All right. Now, I want you to see something that is very important. Every time you are seeing those wars of Israel versus Iran, these wars are not just wars. You must understand this. The whole reason why rapture has to happen is because God will be protecting us from the nuclear war. The whole meaning of rapture is because there will be trouble on earth. Am I talking to you? There will be trouble on earth. You have to know that. And there are bombs already prepared. It's not like we are talking about people who prepare bombs. These bombs are already prepared. And the scripture says that Israel be attacked. And you must know this. And there's a purpose why we have got other Jews in other countries. We have got over 6 million in America alone. The reason is, scripture actually says they'll be attacked. All right? Scripture says it will take 6 days to remove dead bodies in the streets. They'll go through all those attacks. But you must understand this. This is where rapture has to happen. Because rapture will be happening as God will be protecting. Okay, imagine you've got a child. Can you come over here? All right, let's use this as a child. Okay? Let's use this as a child. Can you stand here? Now, something wants to fall and it can kill that child. Now, I want you to act as a father. Something is coming to fall there. So I'm going to use my microphone, and you have to protect that child. Okay, let's see what's going to happen. What will you do as a father? That's rapture.
My God.
That's rapture. Did you get that?
Yes.
Put it again. We're going to do it again. So trouble is coming. Nuclear wars are coming. Things, bad things are coming. That's the meaning of rapture. So God will remove all his people. And then there'll be trouble, tribulation on earth. Do you want to stay behind?
No.
I'm asking you again. Do you want to stay behind?
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, let me show you a scripture about the war I'm talking about. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 5.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 5. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne.
Who is that child that was caught up to God? It's the church. Now, read verse 7.
My God.
So, the church has been caught.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought.
I want you to see something that is very important here. Okay? Have you noticed that USA has recalled all its ambassadors from Iran and from all other countries?
Yes.
You must be noticing what's happening right now. It's actually getting tougher All right? And even the departments are being changed to departments of war. You must be knowing where the world is going. All right, so we have no specific day where rapture is going to happen, but we have entered a very, very dangerous zone. Jesus can come now, he can come in 20 years, he can come in 10 years, but my friend, he can even come tonight, he can even come next week. I don't want you to stay because rapture is real. Are you here? Are you here?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 90, verse 10, where a generation was declared by God. So what's the generation? Can you read it?
Psalms 90, verse 10. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years.
All right, so a generation is supposed to be 70 or what?
80
years. Okay. Now, can I just say something to each one of you? And I want you to hear something that is important. What was he saying there? If you check Matthew 24, verse 34. Now, a generation has 70 years to 80 years. What does Jesus say?
Matthew 24, 34. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place.
All right, so this generation will not pass until, so a generation has got to be 70 to what?
80.
To 80 years. Now Israel, when Jesus saying this generation, he was talking about the Israel generation. Israel as a nation, they are right now 77 years old. Israel, remember it was a kingdom. And then it was destroyed for over 1,000 years. There was no any place, no any name called Israel as a country. There were people who occupied their land. And there was no hope there would be a country again. And that was the vision which Ezekiel saw of a valley of dry bones. When he said he saw a valley of dry bones. And he was asked by God, can this valley live? And he said, only you. For there was no hope that Israel become a country again. Are you understanding? There was no hope. So it took God to tell Ezekiel to prophesy that that abandoned land should become what? A country again. And the Bible says, I prophesied as I was commanded, and bone came to bone, flesh to flesh. And when he saw that, it became what? A great army, which is, and the Bible says, and the nation of Israel. Hello?
Yeah.
So it took Ezekiel 2,000 years ago, even more than that, to see what would happen in 1948. That there would be no hope for a country. And he prophesied that the country must come back again. So a country came back again. The remnants. When the country came back again from 1948 up to now, it's 77 years. So a generation is supposed to be between 70 to 80 years. Jesus said, this generation will not pass. So if we look in Scripture, it has a lot of things mentioning of this generation. However, of the day and hour, only God knows. And I can tell you this, nobody should come to you with a debt. Nobody should come to you with an hour that is not Christ. The Bible says you shall hear people telling you that, behold, is coming on this day. Behold, is coming on this day. Hey, what will happen if he doesn't come on the day you mentioned? You become a false prophet. But the thing is, do not stay. Do not stay. When you are living, live as a person who doesn't want to stay. Am I talking to somebody right here? Am I talking to somebody right? I heard some people saying they are closing their accounts. Now, that's not biblical. We're waiting for Jesus. He can come even tonight. He can even come tomorrow. But that shouldn't stop you from pursuing your career. These are completely two different things. People are selling houses. Do you understand? God is sovereign. Okay, God is sovereign. God is sovereign. Who knows? Maybe he even wanted this war to end 20 years ago. But we are living in the extra time. Who knows? Just because of someone who's refusing to repent, God says, maybe let me give her another year. Maybe she'll repent. The Bible says he's not slacking as others think. But he's being merciful so that all may repent. It's about repentance. The reason why he's not coming yet is because there's someone that God is waiting for. I pray that person to find repentance before the Lord. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I repent of all my sins. I wait for your return.
I wait for your return.
Whether tonight.
Whether tonight.
Whether this month.
Whether this month.
Whether in years to come.
Whether in years.
I am here waiting for your return.
I am here waiting for your
help return. Me to live in holiness.
Help me to live in
and in your righteousness.
Your righteousness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the whole Jesus Nation concept, it is a rapture concept. Remember the Jesus Nation concept? To prepare a people before the coming of Jesus. To prepare a nation, a strong and mighty, a powerful nation before his return. And my friend, if you're in Jesus' nation and rapture happens and you don't go to heaven, even people will laugh at you. You will come at a night like this on Sunday to open YouTube to say, I want to watch Major One or on Facebook or on television. And you find the service is not coming. Even media is gone. Just know that something here has happened. just know that something here has happened. I don't want you to stay. I pray, oh my God, this will be in vain. If you will stay, then all my ministration was in vain. This is why we have declared our Salvation Festival this year. Are you rapture ready? Events that are happening right now, whether science can explain them to say, oh, there's a lunar, there's this thing happening, it does not mean they're just happening. It's not a coincidence. The fact that the wind is blowing and scientists can explain where it's coming from and the name of the wind, it doesn't mean it wasn't created by God. So these signs you are seeing of the moon, of the sun, these are said in your Bible. The moon shall be red and the sun shall be darkened. Once again, I'm asking each one of you to be prepared. Whether tonight, whether in 2 years, whether in 10 years, nobody knows the day he's coming. A war that is going to break up, the next war is going to be a very dangerous war. And I have faith and belief that God will take his church to protect us from the next tribulation that's going to happen. There'll be dangerous wars coming ahead. All right. But preparation, prepare daily. As we wait, it doesn't mean that you should stop working. So rapture is already coming. Let me stop. That's unbiblical and that's unspiritual. All right, because Jesus is coming. The Bible says, do business until I come. He didn't say stop it when I'm about to come. He said, do business until I come. Occupy. Be occupied. Occupy is occupation. I have an occupation. Until I come. I'm telling you, if you know the season we're living in, every day you live in fear and in trembling because you know that these days are evil. I pray in the name of Jesus that you live in accordance to God's will.